Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, kicking off the week. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. This may be the week where everything comes online. All of the all the new stuff, all of the guns, and maybe it may be a bit longer before we get the manufactured ammo. But that's all coming up. That's all coming up soon. Now, check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Now, let me give a little administrative note, okay, regarding what you hear and where you hear it. For those of you that like it on the internet stream, because I don't do the mix here, but I send everything to the internet stream here, there's no way for me to make that perfect. Sometimes the level coming from Genesis Communications may be higher. Sometimes it may be lower. I leave my mic at about the same level because I'm sending it to Genesis Communications, where I have a highly trained board operator who takes everything that he's got and everything that I've got, and he mixes it down, and that's what goes out. That's what goes out in Radioland. And if you want a really good audio mix, you can go to GCNlive.com and just click on my picture, and you can get the benefit of all of his labor. But the stream, I can't do it here because I don't do the mix down here. I don't control everything here. He controls half, I control half. Well, he controls more than half. He controls like 9/10, and I just supply the voice. That's it. So that's why. That's why. That's why it's that way. That's why it sounds that way. Coming up next hour, it's going to be John Johnston from Ballistic Radio. He's going to join us. John is a straight down. I mean, I like his show simply because he talks about one thing and he talks about it well, and he's going to talk about it again today. Coming out of the UK, the UK bobbies, the police, are telling people there to get a rape alarm and try not to harm the rapists. This is the latest dispatch from their ongoing campaign to eliminate all forms of armed self-defense, and it seems a little too incredible to be true. If you track down the origin of the publicly distributed statement regarding self-defense on the country's Ask the Police website, you can confirm that the British subjects continue to live at the mercy of their potential attackers, even to the point of absurdity. The statement appears in the frequently asked questions section of www.askthe.police.uk. A site that is operated by the Police National Legal Database. Information provided by the PNLD and its site are used by local police constabularies to help inform the public. The question at issue asks, are there any legal self-defense products that I can buy? Which is quite, that's quite telling that they don't know what they can buy for self-defense. It epitomizes the sad state of natural rights in Great Britain. The reply, the first sentence states, the only fully legal self-defense product at the moment is a rape alarm. To add even more insult to this crime against human dignity. The statement cautions subjects against the use of nearly any other type of defense product and reads like an appeal for victims to graciously suffer criminal violence. They make very clear that you must not get a product which is made or adapted to cause a person injury. Possession of such a product in public and in private in special circumstances is against the law. So even in the sanctity of one's home, the statement seems to suggest that care for violent offenders outweighs the rights of potential victims to be safe and secure against attack. They then address the legality of inert dye sprays that mark their attacker for later identification, in contrast to self-defense sprays like mace or pepper spray that inflict pain in order to halt an attack. They're so concerned with the well-being of the violent criminals that in the context of the dye sprays, it states, be aware that even a seemingly safe product deliberately aimed and sprayed at someone's eyes would become an offensive weapon because it would be used in a way that was intended to cause injury. They warn a woman not to show a knife if an attacker is advancing up on her or to ward off intruders. They have, in Great Britain, warrantless firearm storage inspections. And a lot of times, and I guess this would, some of the stuff that they use, because after the London riots, aluminum baseball bats were big sellers in, at Amazon.co.uk, as were cricket bats, and the UK government didn't like that people adapted those. So they're going to try to wipe out any remaining vestiges of the traditional right to self-defense. I'd like to say that it's impossible to shock me with some of this nonsense they come up with. But, I mean, I talked last week about how they disarmed themselves, and then they were sitting there disarmed, waiting for the hordes from Germany to come across, and we had to send them just boatloads of guns so the people of the UK could defend themselves in World War II. Nothing in here mentions the martial arts. Now, as we know, because I repeat it a nauseating amount of times, more people get beat to death per year than get shot with long guns. We know this. And it mentions nothing about martial arts. I know that in Britain they have a big, fairly big martial arts community. And I wonder what happens if somebody MMAs somebody half to death. I wonder what happens with that. Will they be arrested? Will the bobbies take them in? Will the bobbies even try to touch them? Yeah. So, that's happening across the pond. And this is the country that a lot of people like Hillary Clinton, like Barack Obama, would like to see us emulate. They want us to be like Great Britain, where they're not allowed to defend themselves at all. Please don't harm your attackers. Is that not a bunch of junk? Is that a bunch of compost or what? Do not display a knife in order to ward off your attackers. No, this would be wrong. You can't do this. It's just wrong. If you spray the inert dye sprays in their eyes, it's quite the offensive weapon, isn't it? I have been, I am today, and I will remain always concerned about the United Kingdom because half of me comes from there. And I have family over there. And the fact that the government looks upon these people as subjects, as in fact cattle, well, it makes me a little ragey, I guess. Makes me a little ragey to have a bunch. All right, Governor, you know you can't add that. All right, now bring it over here. Bring it over here. You know, that kind of stuff just that just rubs me wrong. They got more violent crime. Violent crime in England is astonishing. They make us look like romper room on a day when all the children stayed home. We'll be right back on a Monday. Well, this is Lock and Load.
Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot was 27,000 square feet with 50 million rounds of ammunition. I'm pretty sure anything you need is in there, and the depth of the selection is astounding. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Now, we just talked about how they regard people over across on the other side of the pond in the mighty United Kingdom. They feel the same way in certain places here in the United States. Now, We know about all the stuff that has been slapped down in D.C., but what we haven't done is we haven't deconstructed some of the requests that the D.C. and the police chief there made to Judge Scullin in the case which is known as Wren versus the District of Columbia. Now, on May the 18th, a federal judge barred enforcement of provisions of a D.C. law that granted the police chief the discretion to decide who is eligible for a concealed carry permit and who is not, making it shall issue. The court's May the 18th ruling had already determined that the plaintiffs challenging the D.C. law had made a showing of irreparable harm, showing the district continued to deprive them of their rights. On the other hand, the plaintiffs had also pointed out that even if the court barred exercise of the police chief's discretion on issuing licenses, D.C. could still enforce other provisions of its otherwise very strict concealed carry regime. These include gun registration, background check, and training requirements, as well as district-specific prohibitions on where firearms can be carried, even by licensees. The plaintiffs also pointed out that the police department chief, Kathy Lanier, had herself publicly stated, "Law-abiding citizens that register firearms that follow the rules are not our worry." That was just something to be said so that the mob would be quelled. Despite all of that, despite all those filings in the court, the D.C. Attorney General continued to insist, the risk of gun-related tragedy, accidental or deliberate, by new licensees who have no particularized fear of any specific danger to their safety outweighs plaintiff's speculative fears about any imminent need to defend themselves from a random public attack. There's only one problem with this. They like to think they're special in the District of Columbia, and I guess they are, because they ignored the similar dire predictions of gun-related tragedy by licensees that have proven false in 42 states that accounts for 74% of the United States population. There's already precedent out there, D.C. Guess what? Regular citizens carrying guns, they're pretty good at it. Pretty good at it. There's 42 states out there that recognize the right to carry concealed either through shall-issue permits or simply by not banning the practice for those not otherwise prohibited from possessing a gun. In other words, they can pass a background check. That's the problem with the background check. Like in my state, and I'm trying to get somebody from Gun Rights Across America to come on the show about my state. But in my state, they like the background check. Well, we get the background check, but then there's a lot of gun people, so-called gun people, that believe that carrying a gun without a permit is dangerous. And they have no idea how many people do that. Now, the district, what they were essentially saying is the same thing that they're saying in the UK. They don't want to see civilians, law-abiding citizens, bringing lethal force to a fight where they're being victimized by a criminal who's going to exploit the vacuum of that self-defense capability. Now, no matter what the district thinks, no matter what the county council thinks, the police chief, the mayor, and you got to understand, most of that stuff there is symbolic. Because the district is not a state. I don't even know if it qualifies as a city. It's a district. And it's supposed to be controlled by Congress. So in my way of thinking, this is just them playing. This is their version of a governmental tea party. No matter what they may think, the good, upstanding people of the District of Columbia, the residents and visitors, have a right to expect the same level of Second Amendment protection as any other American in any other place. The local officials' continued assertions to the contrary sound strange, they're hollow, and they're bigoted as more and more Americans from virtually every segment of society continue to embrace the value of the Second Amendment. Now, Scullin has come out, and he announced this past Friday morning that he was denying their request for an immediate administrative stay on his May 18th decision. He will hear arguments on July the 7th as to whether he will suspend his May 18th order while the district pursues an appeal. Meanwhile, the plaintiffs in the court are asking the court to find the district in contempt after learning that D.C. officials intend to withhold permits for 90 days, supposedly to review Judge Scullin's May 18th order. Nobody gets to do that. Nobody gets to do that. We wouldn't get to do that. The judge saith we have to do it. That's the way that's supposed to work. Those guys should be handcuffed everywhere. They should go in the D.C. Kathy Lanier should march her boys and girls in there at the next county council meeting and snap on the bracelets and lead them all out the door. Maybe spray them in the face with a pepper spray or something, because they're gonna be outraged. Oh yeah, they're gonna be outraged. Maybe take them out at gunpoint, because that's what they would do anyway. With regular people to get outraged. So that's. That is contemptuous. Judge Scullin needs to get up there and, lay off of the mellow a little bit and just get angry. He needs to get angry at these people because they're going to continue to pursue. They're not going to do anything unless they are absolutely forced to do it. They're not. They have tried everything they can to keep it the way it is. That's... that just cracks me up, though. We're going to renew this for 90 days because we're not exactly sure that this was the right thing to do. You guys aren't, you're not in that position to make that call. Sorry, Charlie. When we get back, I'm going to tell you I believe it's the 11 best states to be in as a gun owner. Hint, I don't live in one of them. And if your state, that if I don't mention your state in the next segment, it might be time to send a letter to your local lawmakers. Gun laws do and can vary wildly from state to state. Depending on where you live, you might either be frustrated with your state's ironclad gun law or praising your lawmakers for standing up for your rights. So... these are the top 11 states in the country for gun owners. That's coming up next. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cube.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. Good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube, a performance made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, 20 different calibers in handgun, 22 in rifle, 50 million rounds on hand. They got what you need. And the prices are outrageous. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. All right. The 11 best states in the United States for gun owners. And here is the criteria. This is all based primarily on the state's gun laws. If there's restrictions on the AR-15, didn't make it. If there's no net loss laws, which protect hunting land and laws protecting the privacy of gun owners, they were considered. The states that are in this list do not require a permit to purchase, do not license gun owners, do not have a state-level firearm registry, and do not require a permit to carry long guns. Some states in the list do require a permit to carry concealed handguns, with the exception of Florida. All listed states also allow open carry of handguns, and included with each one of these, we will find a little bit of their state's constitution. Coming in at number 11 is Vermont. Vermont has never had gun law. Since 1791, they've never had a gun law. Permit to carry, no. Castle Doctrine, no law. No net loss, no legislation. Right to carry confidentiality, no provisions. Right to carry in restaurants, legal. Right to carry reciprocity and recognition, outright recognition. No conditions whatsoever. If you go to Vermont, welcome to complete and utter freedom as far as gun law. Montana. The right of any person to keep or bear arms in the defense of his or own person or in the aid of the civil power when thereto to legally summon shall not be called in question, blah, blah, blah. Their provisions, permit to carry, conditional, Castle Doctrine enacted, no net loss, no legislation, right to carry confidentiality, provisions enacted, right to carry in restaurants, partial ban, right to carry reciprocity and recognition, conditional. This means that the conditional part of it, outright recognition means they recognize everybody. Conditional means they only recognize certain people. Florida, Permit to carry, yes. Castle Doctrine, enacted. No net loss, enacted. Right to carry confidentiality, provisions are enacted. Right to carry in restaurants, partial ban. Right to carry reciprocity and recognition, true reciprocity. I'm not exactly sure what that means. Now, when we're talking about, when we're saying enacted, the reason with Vermont that none of that stuff has ever been enacted, because it's never been called into question. So they've never had to legislate to codify, to acknowledge. Vermont stands alone in this. Right to carry in restaurants, partial ban, that must mean that restaurants can do it if they want to. They can put up the signs. Wyoming, the right of citizens to bear arms in defense of themselves and the state shall not be denied. Permit to carry, no. Castle Doctrine, enacted. No net loss, no legislation. Right to carry confidentiality, provisions enacted. Right to carry restaurants, partial ban. Right to carry reciprocity and recognition, conditional. The right to carry confidentiality, that means they don't give out the list of the people that carry guns. Of course, they are, they don't have any permit lists, so. Number 7, Georgia, just across the border from me. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, but the General Assembly shall have power to prescribe the manner in which arms may be borne. In Georgia, permit to carry, yes. Castle Doctrine, enacted. No net loss, enacted. Right to carry confidentiality, provisions enacted. Right to carry in restaurants, partial ban. Right to carry reciprocity and recognition, true reciprocity. Like I said, I don't know. They don't have it with me, and I'm on the other side. I share a lot of their border. Number 6, Oklahoma, permit to carry, yes. Castle Doctrine, enacted. No net loss, no legislation. Right to carry confidentiality, provisions enacted. Right to carry in restaurants, partial ban. Right to carry, reciprocity, and recognition, outright recognition. Coming in at number 5, Kentucky. All men are by nature free and equal and have certain inherent and inalienable rights, among them which may be reckoned the right to bear arms in defense of themselves and of the state, subject to the power of the General Assembly to enact laws to prevent persons from carrying concealed weapons. What that says is that good guys don't have to carry concealed. You get that? Their permit to carry, yes. Castle Doctrine, enacted. No net loss, enacted. Right to carry confidentiality. Provisions enacted. Right to carry in restaurants, partial ban. Right to carry reciprocity and recognition, outright recognition. Number 4 is Kansas, the latest to the constitutional carry ranks. And when this was taken, the permit to carry was yes, now it's no. Castle Doctrine is enacted, no net loss, no legislation, nobody's ever called it into question. Right to carry confidentiality, provisions enacted, of course, I don't know how that will play now that they don't have a requirement for permits. Right to carry in restaurants, partial ban. Right to carry reciprocity and recognition, outright recognition. Number 3, Utah. Utah is ranked 50th by the Brady Campaign on gun control, right next to California, which is ranked number 1. Take a look at the difference in the crime levels in those two states. In Utah, permit to carry, no. Castle Doctrine, enacted. No net loss, no legislation. Right to carry confidentiality, provisions enacted. Right to carry in restaurants, legal. No partial ban. Right to carry reciprocity and recognition, outright recognition. They do have permits in Utah, and most of the permits they have in Utah are from, I think it's like 60% of them are out of state, because a lot of people like me need them to go to a state like Georgia. Number 2 is Arizona. Permit to carry, yes. Castle Doctrine, enacted. No net laws, no legislation. Right to carry confidentiality, provisions enacted. Right to carry in restaurants, legal. Right to carry reciprocity and recognition, outright recognition. Number 1. Their state constitution states, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The individual right to keep and bear arms shall not be denied or infringed by the state or political subdivision of the state. This is in the Alaska state constitution. Permit to carry, no. Castle Doctrine, enacted. No net losses, no legislation. Right to carry, confidentiality. Provisions are enacted. Right to carry in restaurants, partial ban. Right to carry, reciprocity and recognition, outright recognition. if your state, like me, is not on one of these, on this list, some phone calls need to be being made, I guess. My state is a lost cause. My state is a lost cause. We have one guy holding this all up. And I voted for him. And I supported him. I'm so proud. I am so proud. Nah, I'm not really proud. I am not really proud at all. But we have one guy holding everything up, and that's fine. Because the day is coming. State number 7 is about 35 miles from me. Their border is about 35 miles from me. I might get one of those tiny houses. You know, the kind that has like, I don't know. Where they have like 200 or 300 square feet. I might build one of those myself and just roll it across the border and homestead. Because I am sick of the supposed freest state in the union. That's what all of the little groups like to say. South Carolina is going to be the freest state in the union. No, you're not. No, you are not. It's almost like a tragic comedy. It's a comedy because it makes me laugh, and it's a tragedy because it makes me cry. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So Mark and I were talking about these looters, you know, in Baltimore and in Ferguson. It seems like every time there's some kind of an upset, the looters come out. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm a small business guy. Mark's a small business guy. And we go to GunsAD.com and we get our AR-15 kits and we get our 30-shot magazines and we're ready for the looters, if you get my drift. Hello. Don't wait for the powers that be. Go to GunsAD.com. GunsAD.com. GunsAD.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is a gigantic resource for your ammunition needs. With over 50 million rounds on tap, a depth of selection per caliber that you will not believe, with prices that may make you doubt your sanity. And they're about to expand everything. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. There are two rules of thought out there, or rules of thumb, if you will, as far as a thought process about what do you do in the middle of the night? What do you grab in the middle of the night? Some will say it's going to be a pistol, which a pistol is smaller. It is easier to bring up. It is more compact. It's easier to go around corners. It has a lot of attributes that make it a good piece to pick up in a sudden situation. But a pistol points faster and is easier to miss with in the hands of the uninitiated, okay? In the hands of the casual gun owner, if there's such a thing. The one that doesn't go train, the one that buys some guns, did a little research, goes to the range, gets the permit, doesn't really take it too much further beyond that. In their hands, in a desperate moment, this becomes less of a definitive, you know, it becomes less of the thing to say. So then we look to the carbine. Now, the carbine has a lot of attributes. It's not, AR-15 carbines are not that long. They are infinitely easy to maneuver around. This is one of the reasons the United States military carries them. They're very maneuverable. They're very short for what they are. You can fit a red dot optic to it. You don't have to close your eyes and look for sights. You can stick the weapon out in front of you and look for the dot. You did it the way John Farnham advises, sticking it further out there on the gun. You'll just see the dot and surrounded by nothing but just everything in front of you. So that's not moving around the house with a carbine in a low ready position. The average shooter can get shots on target in less than 1 second. With the carbine, you can do something as simple as put on a 2-point sling, and if somebody actually grabs it, they're not going to take it off of you. That's one of the things. It's easier to grab, therefore they can take it from you. Well, not with a 2-point sling. Not like the Vickers 2-point sling that I use. Grabbing the carbine is not really an option for the bad guy. And it also, if you have to go hands-free, the 2-point sling is a good idea. The quicker target acquisition, red dot, low-power scope, You won't need to align sight. Simply keep both your eyes open, place the dot on the threat, and squeeze the trigger. Now, what about over-penetration? A shot from a pistol or shotgun or the AR will easily penetrate a conventionally constructed wall that consists of sheetrock and wooden studs and possibly insulation. So that's not really, that in those close quarters, that's not something that you're going to be able to change one way or the other. Weapon retention. Once again, the 2 points thing takes care of that. Now, some people don't own these things. Some people only have a pistol. And I'm not saying that you need to go out and buy an AR-15 in order to defend yourself. Most people defend themselves with handguns. And whatever you do, one thing that we don't talk enough about is your hearing. Have something beside your bed like a electronic. Go buy a set of those. An electronic set of earmuffs that you can turn on, accentuate what you can hear until you pull the trigger. Then that dampens that. Hearing survives. Everybody else in the house is deaf, but, you know, you're the one in the gunfight. So think about that. I got an email from a guy in New York. I want a hat tip to him. I'm not going to mention any names because I don't want to embarrass anybody. And he related to me an incident with a video that accompanied it. This occurred in New Hampshire. The person that was the quote-unquote gun carrier was from New York originally, but he lived in New Hampshire, I think, for 2 or 3 years. I may be getting that wrong. Whatever. This guy is in media, and he's as the letter writer points out, he's made his life an open book. However, as a gun carrier, there's some things you just can't mix. Now, this guy walks up on 2 or 3 people out on a street in New Hampshire somewhere with his mobile phone, filming them, recording them. When they start advancing on him, I think maybe they're trying to get into a building, and he's saying, I just want to make sure nobody gets hurt. Well, he has just, when you do that, okay, this is just an example. If you're going to do that, you are engaged. There's no getting around it. You have just engaged with something that may be hostile. When you engage with somebody that may be hostile, there is a chance that they too may be armed. This guy chooses to say he has a gun and then to start beating a hasty retreat while he tries to film. Then, after X amount of time, when he figures out that he's not going to be able to get away and film, he drops his phone, and I think maybe he goes to his gun. And I stopped watching it at that point because that is crazy. A gun carrier doesn't go looking for trouble unless you get pulled by that moralistic viewpoint that you may have, where if you see something happening, you may just be tugged into intervening. And depending on where you are, the law will tell you whether you can do that or not. But if you do that, you don't lead with a camera phone. If you do that, you don't get out there and say, I'm recording this for everybody's safety. Stop the recording if you care about your phone, because these things seem to be getting more and more delicate every time they come out with a new one. You turn it off, you stick it in your pocket, and you get ready to fight. You don't get out there and try to make out like this is a candid camera combined with America's Most Wanted and, you know, True TV. You don't do that. Because that ain't going to work. Oh, I'm sorry. That isn't going to work. Getting worked up here. If you're going to carry a gun, carry a gun. If you're going to carry a gun and a camera, maybe have go out with somebody else that carries a gun. And then here's what's happening. While you're watching the camera, you've got to rely on this guy to be able to sweep and keep in mind. And if there's more than one assailant and they're coming at him and you, then who do you think he's going to deal with? He's going to deal with one coming at him first. He's going to have no choice. But you don't get out there yelling as you run, I have a gun, I have a gun on my hip, I have a gun on my hip. If I had been the assailant and the guy had yelled at me, I have a gun, I would have shot him. You got a gun? Bam! That's the way those things work. That's the way those things work. There's two groups of people that see me on a daily, Well, there's a group that sees me, and then there's you folks who know about me. And you know that I carry a gun. And the folks that don't listen to the show don't know anything. They don't know that I carry a gun. They're never going to know that I carry a gun. I don't walk around going, hey, I'd like to sit down here, but this big gun, this expensive gun I've got in my small of my back is really killing me, and I need to just keep standing. I don't do that. I maintain my discretion. One, because it's required by this state. Two, because I don't want anybody else to know about it. It's that simple. I want it to be a surprise if it comes down to that. And but I saw that and I was just thinking, wow. But hat tip to you, sir, for pointing that out to me. One of my opinion, I gave it to him. I hope I wasn't too rash or anything, but. That's not the way to get involved in a self-defense situation. Self-defense situations are things you can't get out of. You don't insert yourself into them. Inserting yourself into them, that means you're becoming an aggressor. That's not self-defense anymore. That's when you start running afoul of the law. Coming up next from Ballistic Radio, this will be John Johnston. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.